And now for the me's that are sometimes not me. Some linguists are saying that multilingual people can have different personalities depending on what language they're speaking. This idea recently resonated with two of our Latino USA producers, Brenda Salinas and Camilo Vargas.
So, Camilo, last week there was an article that we both really reacted to. You want to talk a little bit about the research?
Yeah, researchers are basically saying that we don't necessarily change personalities when we change languages. What we actually do is some aspects of our personalities become accentuated. Some languages bring out certain parts of ourselves that other languages do not.
So they're not saying that the languages themselves have a personality, but that depending on what sphere you speak that language in?
Yeah, but we're basically changing spheres and we're adapting to the environment where we're speaking. And of course, this hit home here because you have an experience going from Spanish to English, and I have a very different experience going from Spanish to English. I started learning English when I was 6 in elementary school. It's fair to say that first, English was a language of authority. In the recess time, we would all speak Spanish, and that would be like playtime, relax time. And then we'd go back into English mode where we would learn, you know, math and all these things. Now for you, it's different.
Yeah, my experience is really different. So when we moved to the U.S., the only thing I knew was the Pollito Chicken song. Do you know that song?
No.
Pollito Chicken, gallina, hen. That song. Yeah. That's all I knew. I mean, knowing farm animals and pencil and pen doesn't really get you anywhere. I didn't have that gradual transition. I was just immersed into English. And I'm pretty light-skinned, and I wasn't around a lot of other Latinos. So it took me about a year to be fluent. I think I probably had an accent for a few years. But to me, English was always what we spoke at school, and it was always a way for me to pass, whether I wanted to or not. It was like Spanish was always my family's secret. So for me, I really feel like my English and Spanish personalities are really different. I played a lot of sports growing up, and we would play volleyball. You know, you always have to shout for the ball. You always have to call it. And I could never do that in English because it felt like when something was coming at my face, translating it was an extra step. But if you had asked me, I would have said that I thought in English because I can think in English and half the day I spent it thinking in English. But when something's coming at my face, I say mía. I don't say mine.
Right.
Because people always ask me, well, first of all, they ask me when the U.S. and Mexico play in soccer, who do you root for? And I say Mexico, obviously. But they always ask me, do you think in English or do you think in Spanish? And I say, well, you know, I think in both, but I feel in Spanish.
What does that mean?
For example, I can't get mad in English. When I try to get mad in English, there's something that gets stuck in my throat and the words don't come out. But in Spanish, I don't know if it's something about Spanish, but it's so easy to get mad at someone in Spanish. You're like, eres un descarado. You can't say that in English. I feel like Spanish is a much more emotional language. But at the same time, I understand that someone who grew up speaking another language at home and spoke Spanish at school would probably feel that Spanish was a colder language, and that's the way I feel about English.
Well, my experience with learning English and then mastering English and then the possibilities that English actually opens up for someone is very different, and it's different to an intimate level. By the time I was a teenager, I started to realize that, you know, I was gay, and I only came out very late in my teenage years. It was something that we, you know, I never really talked about with anyone except maybe my sister. I also spoke English at home because my sister was also bilingual because she had been living in the U.S. So English became a sort of secret language between my sister and me. My parents, they're not fully fluent in English, nor are my grandparents. So my sister and I, you know, every time we were planning something or doing something secret, we would speak in English. It was our play language. And that started to take another dimension as I started to realize that I was gay. Because not only did I talk to my sister about it in English, and the words that I used didn't hit me so close to home, because, you know, saying, you know, gay in Espanol was really, like, emotional for me. It was like, oh, my God, I'm really coming out of the closet. But if I said it in English, it was still playful. It was still this sort of, like, fantasy world.
A role you were playing.
Exactly. Exactly. A performance. all these shows started coming out in American television, you know, Will and Grace and maybe even The Nanny and a bunch of like sort of like
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Queer Eye for the Straight Great Guy show. And Queer as Folk. And all these sort of like cultural references were coming to Colombia in English. And you had all these awesome characters that were incredibly sassy, like super witty. And that is how I started to build the sort of like quote unquote gay personality. Like the sassy gay guy that you see on those comedies. That's the role I started to play.
So would you say you're more gay in English?
Definitely. Definitely. Like I listen to myself on tape and it sounds like I'm less controlled in that sense. At some point, English was the language of freedom.
It's interesting because I feel much more repressed in English. And I think it has a lot to do with my skin color. I feel like when I'm speaking in English, I have this big immigrant eye stamped on my forehead. When I'm with my American friends, especially like with my boyfriend's family, they're the nicest people, but they'll say things sometimes that I just can't relate to. Even something simple like when he was growing up, he got to pick what food he was going to eat. And I never got to pick what food I was going to eat.
You just ate whatever was on the table.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just feel like those kind of experiences, you see my skin color and maybe they assume that I can relate to these things, but really my secret is that I'm putting on this act. My English is me passing, is me performing, me saying, oh, everything is okay. And it's only in Spanish where I feel like I'm myself, really. In my relationship, sometimes I get very concerned because my boyfriend doesn't speak Spanish at all. We speak exclusively in English. And sometimes I wonder, like, he's falling in love with my English personality. Is he falling in love with the true me?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions, and we want to hear what you, our listeners, think. Do bilingual people have multiple personalities? We're going to have a Facebook thread going on about this, and you can tweet at LatinoUSA. I'm Brenda Salinas.
And I'm Camilo Vargas.
And we'll be having this conversation with you online.